Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Casper Mattress, the best way to sleep, the coolest, most comfortable, slickest way to sleep. Casper mattresses are revolutionizing the way you get your sleep, all right? It's a company that makes mattresses here in the USA with just the right amount of sink, just the right amount of bounce, and a breathable design that regulates your body temperature through the night. Go online. It's easy. It's delivered to your door for free. That rules. Free shipping and free returns to the US and Canada if you don't like it, because you get a risk-free 100-day trial. What other mattress company does that? If you don't like it, you can send it back, but you're going to love it. Brad and I got one, and we freaking love it. Go to Casper.com/ALN right now and use promo code ALN at checkout to get $50 off your mattress, baby. Casper.com/ALN, promo code ALN at checkout, and get $50 off your mattress. Casper Mattress, the right way to sleep, the cool way to sleep. The Casper way to sleep. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a killer weekend. Great weekend of shows here in Los Angeles. Boy, it's nice just to be at home in LA every now and then. Do some local shows, you know. Ice House, Comedy Store, Laugh Factory. Had a lot of fun working on a lot of new stuff. And it's nice to be able to work it out 2-3 times in a night and go back to your home base and continue to jam and grind. So thanks to everybody that came out. This weekend I will be at Hyenas in Dallas, Thursday, January 31st through Saturday, February 2nd. Can't wait. First time, Dallas Hyenas. Get your tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad Williams will be at Red Rock Casino in Vegas Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd in Vegas. Go see Brad. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for past and present episodes. All your ALN merch. ShopAdamRay.com for all your Adam Ray merch. I got beanies coming up and some pins. So that'll be great. I think you can pre-order them right now at ShopAdamRay.com. Go to my website, AdamRayComedy.com, and get all that jazz. Today's episode is an unbelievable episode. She's one of the co-hosts of Your Mom's House podcast. She's a killer stand-up, specials, Netflix, all over the place, touring, nonstop. She's a beast, and I've known her for a while, and just the sweetest, funniest person you could ever want to be around. It's Christina Pazitsky. Oh, shit. Her and Tom Segura do Your Mom's House podcast. It truly is one of the best podcasts out there. Brad and I have both done it, so go back and listen to those episodes. After you've listened to this episode, which she crushes, mommies are going to be very pumped for this episode. We kept it high and tight, baby. So enjoy this one. Follow Christina on Twitter at Christina P, the Christina P on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic at ALN Podcast. Said the tour dates, said the merch info. A little early. She-Ra Season 2 drops on Netflix April 26th. Make sure you check that out. Of course, I play Swift Wind, She-Ra's Talking Horse. That's April 26th, Season 2, Netflix, She-Ra. American Vandal is still out there. Second act I'm in. Go see that. A lot of fun shit coming up. A lot of great episodes coming up. We've got Nikki Glaser. We've got Brian Friedman. We've got Craig Ferguson. Kellen Coleman, Marcellus Wiley, Ron Funches. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and rate 5 stars. Comment on the iTunes page. A review on the iTunes page after you give a 5-star rating helps us climb the charts. All right. Also get it. SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, of course, has all the episodes. So enjoy that. Now that we've got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Christina Pazitsky.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
I took the too much pot brownie, and I texted him maybe an hour and a half later. "Hey man, I've been tap dancing on my patio for the last 20 minutes so that my heart wouldn't explode. Thanks for the brownie."
Yeah.
Almost took myself to Cedar Sinai.
You don't do pot brownies are bad.
Yeah.
See, you said tap dancing, and I wish that was some of the side effects of drugs. It's like, sure, you have hallucinations, but I wish it's like, yeah, but I also got really good at carpentry.
You ever know anybody who does meth? I had an ex-boyfriend that did a lot of meth.
Yeah.
And he got really good at collage making, guitar playing, furniture rearranging. I swear to God, and I didn't catch on forever.
Yeah.
But like every week he'd rearrange all the furniture, and I'm like, are you on drugs? Like, finally.
Yeah.
Looking to up your collage game? Try meth.
I mean,
tired of your furniture always being in the same place?
Yeah.
Tired of not grinding your teeth enough in the middle of the afternoon?
Who needs teeth? And meth.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're getting to the point now where, yes, weed is legal in a lot of places, and eventually I'm guessing that pretty much all the other drugs will be legal. But yeah, will there be commercials for it?
For pot?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They'll be great too.
Which,
I mean,
that's
food,
a great bit already. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Fast food commercials are pretty much, you know, those, not Carl's Jr., what's the Taco Bell ones? And Jack in the Box, really. Didn't they have one where the guy literally did everything but hit a bong? I mean, he was
he
pulled up and he was like,
two tacos for 99 cents?
He was like, can I get some M&M's? They're like, this is a drive through. He's like, oh shit, can I get some peanut M&M's?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they should do.
Wait,
yeah.
What was he?
Are we rolling already?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, will you speak of your ex's collages?
I love comedians so much. Like, we don't. This is how we normally talk, so I never fucking.
Yeah, it's like when it's like, we don't want that. I mean, like you and Tom on your podcast are very chill, very relaxed. There's no like button you hit where you go like, hey, so that's so great that we saw you at the barbecue last week. All right, everybody, it's the About Last Night podcast. We're coming here live.
That's radio. I imagine what you had to do.
I refused.
Did you ever see Brad when he was in radio in San Fran?
No, but I can tell you guys both have amazing voices for this.
Whoa. Thank you.
And yep,
so appreciate the compliment.
So masculine and deep.
I mean,
you sound like a guy who can afford candles and candy.
Yeah. I love candy. You guys are very romantic.
I know.
Here. I didn't realize.
Trying to set the mood.
Yeah.
I take my shoes off. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
I have to sit cross-legged when I podcast.
By the way,
I'm serious. I don't like being uncomfortable.
We should quickly mention.
Yeah.
Your Mom's House podcast is fucking ginormous. Just watching video of your new studio, by the way, made me so jelly.
I can't. You know,
it's unbelievable.
It's something else. I tell you what. You know, I don't know if you know this, but McDonald's
reached out.
The show, and then we painted it yellow and red, and you know, I'm gonna let the drama unfold.
Okay,
but it's been quite an interesting story. So
do you get like quarter pounders for life
for free? If you watch this week's episode, we've got just a mountain of free stuff.
Did you have how many hamburgers? Did you have?
Listen,
I had all the hamburgers.
I had the Clemson football team.
We had pizza.
They're poor college students, so I decided to give them
get them everything. Hamburgers. What? Did you see that he pronounced it? Tweet. Yeah, and then took it down.
Spelled it wrong.
And Burger King, Jimmy Kimmel showed that Burger King tweeted at Trump and said, due to an enormous amount of hamburgers that were ordered, we are only serving hamburgers now.
Good troll game, Burger
When
King.
Burger King is putting you on blast,
yeah,
and it's like a good one.
Burger King and Wendy's both have a strong Twitter
But game. It's so nasty to give the players all of that shit at once, dude. Yeah. Like, nobody, you don't mix genres. No. Like, it's one bad choice, not five together.
Yes.
Also, they're already playing football.
Yeah.
That's already a bad choice.
They're already, like, their heads are all not working.
They had to have been somewhat disappointed. You're going to the fucking White House, man. Like, you're expecting, you're probably on the way over fantasizing about, like, some of the insane hors d'oeuvres, like, probably watermelon with cottage cheese and, you know.
Butlers
and shit.
And, and he's like, here's your Big Mac, asshole.
Yeah.
Congrats on the achievement. Here's your double-decker. Fuck off.
Oh, here's the same thing you get at the one restaurant that's next to Clemson.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I heard
Clemson's
about the
in
White
North
House?
Carolina, South Carolina? Like, yeah, that's all there is.
All terrible places, Now, I heard the White House isn't as glamorous as you think it is, because I've heard they have like a roach problem, a rat problem. It's run down. It's like not, it's supposedly not as great as it looks on the outside.
This is why he wasn't living there for so long.
Yeah,
probably.
Dude. I mean,
he's like,
you know,
fuck this.
He's got Mar-a-Lago or whatever. Yeah. What's he going to do in the White House?
Why would
it's not that great.
Is it just to keep like, we got to keep the president honest and like
let him. So have a cockroach next to him when he sleeps.
But your mommies are in full force.
I love you two so much.
I love you too. Thank you for being here.
I adore you guys both, and I love that you two are friends. How did this develop?
Like the friendship. Well, I mean, we met in a lights off orgy. And
I turned the lights on because I was like, how small is his hand and what is it attached to?
Yeah, because like he wanted to make sure, like, is that a kid I'm fucking? And he flipped on. Midget. Okay,
and you know
how
excited I was to see that it wasn't a kid?
Because it's like, now I'm a kid fucker.
Have you guys done group sex?
Do you want to answer that question?
That's a yes?
Wait, Brad. Like us?
No.
Together?
No. But I have walked in on Bradley, and I think vice versa with me.
What? With groups of people?
No. Brad used to have, when we used to do shows at the Bray Improv, when I would feature for him.
My old place.
His old place.
Yeah.
He just knows a lot of people, and a lot of people that enjoy.
We're very open-minded.
Just, you know, and people come through and... Look, when I saw Brad, you know,
such
I'll be the first
slut.
Of all, like, I think me seeing Brad was probably more exciting than him seeing me. Like, he's like, oh, who hasn't seen a Jew do doggy style before, you know?
Right.
But for me, I was like, oh, I'm making a wish tonight. Like, I'm fucking, I didn't know that you could go that fast. Like, watching.
Is that right?
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, and the tush was magical.
I fuck like rabbits, fast and scared.
What?
It's an image you can't get out of your head.
You guys are animals.
This is the past.
You are a slut. I forget you're on these apps. You're doing. That's how you met your lady.
Yeah.
On all these wild apps.
The three-way app field. So
this is so outgoing. I'm not outgoing. I just realized this. We had Lisa Traeger on our show this week.
Oh yeah. Yes.
And she was talking about apps and orgies and stuff. And I'm
fellow degenerates.
Yeah, degenerates. That's right. You too. Duh.
Yeah.
The theme.
So we're all
wait. So you didn't have a crazy sexual past?
Like, I'll tell you why. Because I grew up in the '80s. I was a kid of the '80s when AIDS happened.
And that scared everybody, huh?
And my mother would be like, everybody has AIDS. You're going to die from the AIDS. And then I went to college.
Your mother was Japanese?
And she was Japanese. Yeah.
You do accents. We should tell people you do.
So I went to school in San Francisco, which is coupled with, you know, there really was AIDS epidemic and guys doing crystal meth and butt fucking and, you know.
Right.
Jesus.
So none of your boyfriends are straight up there. It's always like bisexual dudes.
You never had a slut phase?
Dude, in college, like, kind of, but I was always a monogamous slut. Yeah, I think I'm built for marriage. Quite honestly, I'm very boring, and I like I like sameness. I like watching our shows and
So all the things that like single crazy people
emotional connection.
Who knew?
Yeah, but it's working.
Intimacy. Yeah.
Well, you met Tommy. How
at an orgy.
I know that finger.
What's sandals? Is what's the adult
no
resort?
No way. Yeah. In Jamaica? That's where you met him?
Yeah, I can't.
Adam believes everything. Just so you know.
There used to be a segment on the show called What Will Adam Believe? Because I'm so gullible.
So am I, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's just because I'm trusting. And also, some people are great actors. And that was a great performance.
Thank you. I'm very good.
Put that on your reel.
I think you're terrible.
Wait, where did you guys meet?
We met at a comedy club, the Cat Club. I don't know if you ever did that one.
Yeah.
You had started by then. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bringer show.
Yes.
And I was smoking a cigarette and I was just bad attitude.
It's on Sunset, right?
On Sunset.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys in the Stray Cats used to own it. That was the story.
Mm.
And then
I thought it was the director of Cats, the musical.
How terrible is Cats? Have you seen that horse shit?
I will never see it.
Oh, God.
I will buy a second My Pillow before I go see Cats. And just to give you some backstory, first one, garbage.
My Pillow.
Mike Lindell.
Dude, fucking.
It's on me for taking relaxation tips from a crackhead. Like, this guy used to think the alphabet started with. And I'm like, hey, what other advice you got for getting sleep? Like, this thing is so bad.
Is this the pillow that's been advertised? You put your arm through it? Is that what
I'm. Oh, no, no.
No, this is Mike Lindell, former crackhead.
Yeah, and now he's
a billionaire.
And he's from
came up with My Pillow,
Minnesota, and it's like it's the most comfortable pillow you've ever. And then it's
but why is it the most comfortable? Why is it My Pillow? Like what makes it so
I'm like,
special?
Dude, I don't know. Because again, he's just like I used to sleep on feet under freeways. I know what comfy feels like. And like, no, you don't. But I'm gonna buy it.
It's the patented fill. That he's always talking about the patented fill.
It's one of those commercials that just does the job.
I've seen it. Is it purple? Is that the fucking thing?
Boy,
sorry, can we curse on the show?
Oh, yeah, you do whatever you want. Yeah.
I can burp and stuff.
Yes, okay. Everything. Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so you anyway, you met Tommy at the comedy club. The Cat Club.
The Cat Club, yeah. And I he was 23 and I was 26. And he's just new to L.A. And he was such a man. Like, Tom Segura was never young. Do you know what I mean?
1,000%.
Yeah.
He was born 17.
Yeah. He was born like
He was born like 45.
Yeah.
He's just got a very... He's got a... I feel like his... And you can probably attest to this. His musk is probably very manly,
yes.
right? He looks like he could be Jack Palance's brother
yes.
all the time.
yes.
Like younger brother in yes. a cologne commercial.
100%. He's very hairy yeah. and he's very macho.
And you like that?
I loved him. He was so Hungarian. Contained. No, no.
Hungarian, so the hair didn't bother you.
Oh, is he?
Bother me. Yeah, no, he's Peruvian. Half yeah. Peruvian, yeah, yeah, yeah. Half but American.
Do they get along, Peruvians and Hungarians?
Hungarians hate everybody, I think.
Hungarians hate Hungarians.
Yeah. No, where I don't know. Like, I can't speak for them. But I don't, I personally, I'm not interested. The culture's rough because the Russians kind of took it over.
Yeah.
Annexed Central Europe. And it's hard to be nice to people when you don't have bread and toilet paper. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, just everything's kind of miserable except for the food.
Sure. Not that it's that way now. But anyway, he's a superman and I just loved him. And he was always funny. Tom Segura mm-hmm. was one of those guys. We're all open micers at the time. And he was just funnier than all of us. And I remember looking at him and being like, this motherfucker's going to blow up. This is his
no
dream.
Shit. You could tell, huh?
I knew it. Can I tell you something? Tom Segura is a goddamn winner. And I knew he was a winner. I don't know how else to say it. The word is winner. Like, he just had a good attitude and mm-hmm. he was positive. He taught yeah. me how to act right. I was kind of a wild dog when we met. And mm-hmm. he trained me to be like a civilized person, if that makes sense.
Break down wild dog for me. Because I immediately sure. think of Wild Hogs, the Travolta, William H. Macy movie. And I'm like, were you that wild?
I haven't seen
were
that.
Were you a middle-aged man riding a motorcycle?
Yes.
Going through a midlife crisis?
Yes. No, I just didn't do stuff right. Like, immigrants don't do shit right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my dentist is some weird...
Christina P. saying, immigrants don't do shit right.
You know, you don't... You get your car insurance from some little Chinese guy in Alhambra in a weird, you know what I mean? Like yeah. You need new tires. I got a friend, a Romanian guy down the street who can, mm-hmm. you know, it's always shady. It's always right. shifty kind right. of stuff. So he taught me how to like pay taxes and go to a proper dentist and do shit. Right?
Well, huge.
He's doing, like American.
He's doing a bang up job because as we were walking in, you looked at the thing outside and said, oh, that's a pergola.
Is that right?
And you know the difference between a pergola and a gazebo. So you classy as fuck.
No, you know the difference because you knew the word.
I do too.
But. Is your wife and all? She teaches you all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now we're both civilized.
Because were you an animal before you married her?
Yeah.
Did you have a mattress on the floor like my husband with no frame?
Never had that. Always had. Someone gave me some great advice when I was young. They're like, spend money on your TV, spend yes. money on your bed.
Yeah.
It's the best advice you'll ever get.
Did Mike Lindell give you that advice, the MyPillow guy?
Yes.
You're right. That is a big move. And because I guess that makes you enjoy your place of home, right?
Where do you sleep? What? How many hours a day? Every day.
That was the first thing I did when I got when I quit Universal Studios, when I got fired from Universal
Studios.
You get
fired from that
job?
Yeah,
they said hand in your claws and your fake abs. Wolverine no longer lives here. No, they didn't. But it was very sad, and I got very combative with one of my bosses because it was so fucked up.
Oh no!
Yeah, let's talk about that more.
How did they fire? Is there any good way to get fired, though? Like, no. It always sucks.
Have you ever been fired?
Tons.
No kidding.
I had 22 jobs in 4 years before I became a comedian.
What?
Whoa.
And I was fired from, I'd say, half.
Like, what kind of jobs?
Dude, you name it. I would have worked at Universal. I think I looked into that job.
You would have crushed it. You would have been a great Princess Fiona.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
I like that Shrek. I did fucking...
And that was one of the lines you had to say. I like that Shrek. And just walk around saying that. And everyone's like, is that from the movie?
She's not a character on anything.
Is she doing meth?
Weird.
Why is she wearing some furniture?
Wait, where...
I worked in a cannery. I worked as a parking lot attendant. You know those booths that people sit in? It's actually kind of a great job.
I mean, you just kind of sit there.
You sit there, you can read, you can smoke cigarettes, write jokes.
Yeah.
See your friends, get high.
Yeah.
That's a great job.
All you got to do is walk up to people and say $10.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's so easy, right?
Yeah.
PA, I PA'd on a ton of stuff.
Sure.
I wasn't a very good PA. I was a cocktail waitress. I worked at the Formosa. I don't even know.
Love
that. Still there?
Yes. The cafe, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still there.
The Mustache Cafe used to be across the street from the Improv.
Okay.
French dining. I worked there. I was terrible at that.
Did you enjoy, what about the service industry appealed to you.
And money.
Then, yeah.
That's it.
And you're good. You're so sweet and personable, right? Where you just, money. You racked it up. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I had a degree in philosophy is what happened. And I graduated from college.
All those high paying philosophy jobs out there.
Yeah, but yeah. See, that's so interesting to me though, because going into it, you were probably like, fuck yeah, I'm going to get this degree.
Yeah.
And then were you thinking of like life as in philosophy? And then like, when did it switch and go, wait, I actually don't want anything to do with this?
No, what happened was, in order to convince my immigrant parents to pay for my college, mm-hmm. with a degree in philosophy, I had to promise them I was going to go to law school. And that was going to be the trajectory. And I went to law school. And after about 2 weeks, I was like, this isn't for me. And I dropped out. And it was an $8,000 mistake, I believe it cost
Holy
me.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I couldn't do it. My soul was dying slowly. Excuse me. And then I became a paralegal, an immigration paralegal.
No shit.
That was pretty cool. Pre 9/11. So I got to bring a lot of people into this country.
Wow. So we blame
you. I actually
like
that one. Yeah, yeah, it's my fault. I brought in those guys. I did a ton.
That is
insane.
I've done
it. But I needed to do that to get to comedy. Like, well, don't you find that you
have to live a life.
Yeah.
And you have to have stories and you have to have experiences. Because how, I mean, because now you can talk about, you know, don't you hate it when at your job you're asked to blank
right.
blank because you've had that.
Oh, and if you haven't worked in customer service, you're not a fucking person. Everybody should have to
yep,
serve.
I did it multiple times. I worked in the customer service booth at Albertsons, the grocery store, for 2.5 years.
Oh,
why I haven't talked about the countless stories that I have is, I mean, I could do a whole hour on Albertsons, and maybe I will at some point.
Tell me everything. What's the biggest complaint you get? What's
I mean, well, I'll just give you one real quick. A woman came in once. We had an A-plus soda machine outside the store, right?
Yeah,
which is sold separately. A-plus Cola is like the...
That's like the knockoff of Coke, but it's...
For sure, yeah.
A-plus Cola.
Like, if Trump could get his hands on it, he would. Because he'd be like, it's A-plus. It's like, it's actually D-plus, but it's they're selling it because it was a quarter for a soda. And they had every flavor, God bless them, you know, lemon, lime, root beer, cherry bear, like just all sorts of fun. And this woman comes in with about, I don't know, $12 in quarters that she had spent on, she came in with a bag of sodas, right? All different kinds, but not lemon lime. She'd wanted lemon lime. She comes in with all these other sodas that weren't lemon lime. And she goes, just drops them on the counter. And I'm sitting there counting. I look up, I go, oh shit. She goes, I just spent $12 in quarters trying to get a lemon lime A-plus soda. And I did not get it. I want my money back. And I look at all the sodas. I go, holy shit. And first, you know, I just assess Amelia and go, well, this is bullshit. You definitely should have gotten lemon lime. I also love lemon lime. It's one of my favorite A-plus shitty knockoff soda flavors.
Right.
So I feel you on that. That's a good, you wanted that, you didn't get it. Didn't it maybe like at $7 and quarters, you think to yourself,
sure,
I'm probably not getting lemon lime today. And she goes, are you calling me stupid? I go, I mean, you just, it's
seven times add it four, up, like that's 28. That's 28 times you put in the quarter.
She
the
starts,
wrong soda came
she
out.
She starts
and you
freaking
went,
out.
Let's try again.
Yeah, kept rolling the dice. And then boss comes over, what's going on? Because she's screaming, he's calling me stupid for not getting lemon lime. I'm like, that's not, you just, you put in a lot of quarters. You fucking couldn't put it together. My boss is like, shut up. Gives her all the money back and the sodas, like opens it up, gets her lemon limes, like, customer's always right.
He's
like, Adam, you gotta be nice. I'm like, I was being nice, but she's a fucking dumb,
she's
we don't
crazy.
Want her shopping in here anyway. He's like, what are you talking about?
No,
it's like that comedy club mentality where, like, if the heck was being rude, I'm like, kick him out, we don't want him here anyway. But
yeah,
but
and see, then some of the club owners are like, well, no, but they bought two drinks and that's so $16 that we need.
That the thing is though, it's that woman's mentality of hope that keeps things like the lottery going and scratch-off tickets.
Right.
You're like, this is the one, man.
It could be me.
$20 more, $40 more, and you know it's
I'm
all
out,
racket.
Because if I put in a quarter and I want lemon lime soda and grape soda comes out, I go, all right, I guess I'm drinking grape soda.
You say to yourself,
that's my philosophy.
It's a grape day.
It's a grape day. Right. It's a win.
Yeah.
Like, you adjust.
You still have a grape soda. I'm not that person that's that narcissistic.
And by the way,
I demand lemon lime.
And by the way,
I need lemon lime.
This is a soda machine that charges a quarter for a soda.
Right.
You're going to get upset about the way that it functions.
Yeah.
That's like getting, like, there used to be a palm reading place for $10 next to Pink's, where I used to live. And I'm like, for $10, they're going to read. Or no, it was a psychic reading for $10.
Mm.
And I'm like, you can't walk out of there upset. They're saying that they can read your mind for $10.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I mean, it also, have you ever done one of those?
Can you turn my cans down?
Sure.
Yeah. I actually had a woman give me a massage at Burke Williams, a little bit higher, just a little mommy. And meow, 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 meow. Good. Thank you.
Yep.
I had a masseuse at Burke Williams one time. I was like 6 months postpartum with my first son.
Yes.
And she's massaging me and she goes, I don't know if you're if you want me to tell you, but I had some psychic visions while I was giving you a massage. And I was like, of course I want to know everything.
I mean, yes. We're not going to deny this.
Kooky pants.
Yeah.
Because I love that
Let's
shit.
You do.
Crazy. I encourage the crazy, you know.
Listen, I put my hand on your uterus. And yeah. My thoughts were.
Well, she also gave me Reiki. Have you ever had that yes. done? It's infuriating.
It is. What's Reiki?
I fucking hate it. It's nothing. They put their hand over a chakra like this. And then you get angry because you want someone to just massage you instead of doing fucking.
Oh, so it's bullshit.
It's total. So anyway, yeah.
Okay.
So she goes, I see you having another son. I go, no way. No way. She goes, blonde hair, blue eyes, baby boy. And that's my second son, Julian, is blonde hair. And I didn't
name him after
your name of Reiki?
You right? didn't name him Burke Williams? Burke Williams. Oh,
Burke Williams.
You'd have to get some sort of discount if you did that, right?
I know, right?
Yeah. It's like that person that named their kid Golden Palace Casino.
Just to get for $20,000 or something?
Yeah. It was like for not enough money to name your kid Golden Palace Casino.
But the lady got like a tattoo on her forehead for like $20,000.
Yeah.
To do that shit. Like, that's crazy.
That's literally maybe the only reason why I want to get rich is just so I can go up to people and be like, hey, how much to get a tattoo
so
of
evil.
My name on your forehead?
Oh, you'll become like what so NASCAR perfect. Drivers have in the suit, but yeah. just tattooed on your body.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
Do you really want that? You know how sad you'll be when someone does do it, though? You're like, oh, no.
Sad or no, I'm labeling them like, hey, don't hire this
Brad
person.
Is ready to sell out so quick. Brad is
so
waiting
ready.
For Smuckers to be
so
like,
ready.
We'll give you $50,000 to put Smuckers on your ass.
Done.
You know what I'm ready for? I want to get knuckle tattoos.
Yeah.
Those job stoppers.
Of course. Yes.
But I want to do it when I don't have to make a living, and I'm going to get fuck you money tattooed on it. FUCKYOU and then a dollar sign.
Well,
fuck you money.
If they do
right?
if they do the Degenerates part 2.
Bang.
We're in it. We're all the whole group. Everyone's gonna get the tattoo.
Fuck you money,
fuck
bro.
Fuck you money. Let's do it.
It's a little more than what they paid us. What I need. A
little bit. But we're still very happy, Netflix, in
no,
case you're
I
listening.
No, I love Netflix. I can't wait.
Wait, I meant which, I'm going to guess, E. It starts with an E, the other son, right?
Ellis. Yeah, super cute. Man,
what a cool-ass kid.
He is cool.
You're crushing the mom game.
Thank you. Oh, thanks
yeah,
for telling
you could,
me.
You could tell that, too, just from me being around that and hanging with him and then like how he was interacting with you and Tommy before we potted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sweet. You know what? It's a lot of pressure because, like, my parents were so bad at it that I'm like, I really want to do better, which
really?
Isn't hard. I mean, I'm sure your parents were fucking assholes. Your comics.
No,
yeah, not
mine
the greatest.
Were great. I love how you say that like I'm ashamed. Like, I had a great childhood.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you've got other things to contend with.
I know, just big dick syndrome.
Big dick? Got this huge
I gotta lug this thing around. It sucks. Yeah. Shorts are so difficult.
I know. How am I asking the little person? Like, why are you a comedian? What happened in your life?
What happened to you that was so stressful?
What possibly could go
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did anyone make fun of you? No.
What? No.
Did you get made fun of as a kid?
Such an asshole. You know,
every comic did a
yeah,
little bit,
I did.
Right?
You know, they call me Mrs. Pants because I like to wear pants. That was my
dude. Name.
Wait, what kids weren't wearing pants?
I know. No.
What school did you go
did you
to?
Go, did you go to school with Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Wait, no, why did? This is what I love about kids. Their insults are so basic and like
yeah,
just
yeah.
direct.
Yeah.
Like Mrs. Pants. Like
Mrs. Pants.
So you,
oh, they said it like that.
Yeah.
And that's what.
Mrs. Pants. Because okay. I never wore skirts. I was a tomboy.
Oh,
and so they.
Okay.
I was a little boyish and I always had these big lips and I kind of grew into them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the 80s too. They would call me N-word lips. How horrible is that?
Whoa.
I know.
And this is.
They would say N-word
this
lips
in Canada?
Or say the
no,
full
this
thing.
Is, no, they'd say the full thing. That was in the 80s. No one gave a shit back then.
There was no movements going on.
No, I didn't give
no
a fuck.
No marches.
Dang.
Wow. This you is know, because I know you're born in Canada, but,
yeah.
but this is. Once you were in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I came here when I was 4
okay.
to the Valley.
So that makes sense yeah. then. Because yeah. you're like, Canadians were doing this. I'm like, fuck, we're building the wall on the wrong side.
No.
What
no.
the hell?
That doesn't,
that doesn't sound like the Canadians I know.
It was the Valley. But that's so crazy. The 80s were so different than it is now. Like,
yeah.
You can't, it's just such a different society. And I sound like an 80-year-old person when I'm like, things are changed. Like, it's so it's true. Like, it's
yeah,
so
it,
different.
It changes. Like, yeah. life changes. But at the same time, it's still amazing when you look back.
I know.
And just go
shit.
Like, oh, man.
Well, when I was growing up, especially to nobody was like, you can be anything you want as a girl. It was like, you could be a secretary.
Yeah.
You could be fun a with wife. That. Yeah, there was no women stuff.
You could be a receptionist.
Yeah, totally.
Look at you with the receptionist. but I want to work construction. You can be a receptionist at a construction place.
Right. There was no, there was no female stand-up comics when I was a little girl. And then later,
There wasn't at all?
Well, I mean, there was, but like not like not like it was 80s? Now. Like you had like Rita Rudner and Joan Rivers and that was it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we had Saturday Night Live. So there was Gilda Radner.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that not stand-up, not when I was a little girl. I was like, Eddie Murphy is who I would watch.
And did you dig it?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
How funny is Eddie Murphy?
Unbelievable. That's what, that was the first, I think I saw Sinbad clips with my dad. And then, Eddie Murphy Delirious was the first full thing I saw that I was like, "Wait, what?
Did it blow your mind?
Blew my mind.
Still funny.
Yeah,
I love it.
And then
Coming to America.
And then when you find out how old he was when he did Delirious and Raw, then it makes you mad.
Don't you want to kill yourself?
Because you're like, wait, I'm 35, and I'm not even close to that funny now.
No.
And he was doing it for like 2 years, 3 years.
He started at like 15, didn't he?
Yeah.
They all fucking, Bill Hicks, same thing.
Yeah.
13 years old at
Chappelle,
the comedy club.
Right, like 14.
Motherfuckers.
Would you have if you, wait, so when did you start?
After college, I was like 25. Wait, yeah, 25. I did the Groundlings first at 23.
Me
and
too.
Then 20, oh, you did?
Yeah, loved
yes,
it.
Yes, and?
Yeah.
How far did you get?
I did... So this was...
Do your space work, Adam.
Yeah, so much. getting anxiety. Yeah.
I hated that.
My space work was so just minimal and basic.
Dumb, yeah.
Like, what are you doing, cutting a steak? I was like, I'm putting together a spaceship, you know? I did the two levels. Yes. And then went to New York to live with a girl and to just live in New York for like a year and do open mics. And UCB was out there and Groundlings wasn't. So I did like all of that and then came back and just kind of kept with it. Hey guys, Adam Ray here, taking a break from the episode. Hope you're enjoying it. To talk to you about Casper Mattress. Oh boy, sleep. We all need it. Isn't like half your life spent in bed? Well, guess what? Spend it on a Casper Mattress, baby. Brad's got one. I got one. It truly is the best sleep I've ever had. I'm not just saying that because I got it. You know, you got to sleep on it to make sure you love it. And I do. Casper is a brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience. One night at a time, okay? Casper mattresses are designed by humans for humans, all right? Robots didn't make this crap. They don't know how to sleep. Humans do. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. You need that sink, you need that bounce, baby. Casper's got a breathable design that helps you sleep cool. I don't know about you, but I get hot in the middle of the night, so I need that cool-ass mattress to calm down my body temperature, which Casper mattresses do. And it's not just a mattress company. Casper offers a wide array of products to ensure an overall sleep experience, making sure it's the best one you've got, all right? They're made in the USA, and ordering them is super easy. You get it online, it's delivered to your door in a compact box, the shipping's free, and the returns to the US and Canada are free, and so is the shipping. Free shipping, free returns, delivered to you, order online. It's that easy. You get a risk-free 100-day trial. So if you don't like the mattress, okay, send it back for free. That's why they give you 100 nights to try it out. What other mattress company's doing that? So go right now to casper.com/ALN and use the promo code ALN at checkout. You can get $50 off your mattress. $50 off your mattress right now by going to casper.com/ALN and use promo code ALN. Casper Mattress. Start sleeping the right way, the better way, the cool way with a Casper mattress. And now, back to the episode. But Groundlings I preferred because it was so character-based, you know?
Well, you're great with acting and you've got that face, man. You're this incarnation of Travolta.
Is that a compliment or an insult? You've got that face.
It's a compliment, I don't know.
That
I mean,
face.
When I first saw him, I was like, this guy's going to be a huge movie star.
Oh,
because
boy.
You're like the incarnation. You're John Travolta. You're in the, you know what I'm saying?
That's minus cute. The massage portion of his life.
So weird.
I don't know that part. The massage portion? What do you mean?
Yeah, he was getting sued from male masseuses that, like, he would have male masseuses come and then he'd try to fuck them.
Oh, Oh, yeah. We heard he's gay. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I like a regular old massage. But
that's what I read, in case you're listening, Church of Scientology. Alleged. That's not my actual opinion. So you don't have to come at me. But I'm just saying, go after all those other people that said those things.
How
not
scary.
Not me.
All that. But back in the day, he was like, you know, Welcome Back, Hotter. And
the guy,
Grace,
yeah.
And
Vinnie Barbarino. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're totally that guy. You know, Hollywood, they just like to rehash and redo.
Yeah.
So you've got that essence. That
Who
innocence.
Did you look up to in just... So Eddie Murphy was your... Is that what made you want to... Like, the things that you saw that you were like, that looks like it'd be a lot of fun.
I just loved naughty things. Saying bad things. And my dad had those Truly Tasteless joke books in the shitter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Those were the best.
And boy. I would memorize them and take them... And then I'd tell the jokes at school.
I did that with your mama jokes.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, so fun.
And how... Like, all the kids would just go nuts like, you are our God. Yeah. And you're like, I've got this from a... book on the toilet.
Well, because guess what? Even at that age, it took a little something extra to have the wherewithal and audacity to memorize a joke book and bring it to school and sling them on the bus like you just came up with it.
Yeah.
You know, because like, again, it's like how many kids are thinking of doing that?
Kids that need to escape their reality in real life. I don't know.
Wait, what were some of the jokes you remember telling that would crush?
So racist. They're all racist. That was it was dead baby jokes, remember? Yeah. Jew jokes.
Love dead baby
black
jokes.
Blonde jokes.
Yeah.
I remember the dead baby float joke. Remember that one?
I don't
How do you
like
make it?
Tell it.
She's a mom now.
Just tell me.
Well, you said you liked them. I was trying to.
I'll tell my Jew joke.
Okay.
Okay. See, yes.
You start with the Jew joke.
No, you tell your dead baby joke and then I'll bring the room back up because you're going to bum us all the fuck out.
So how do you make a dead baby float? 2 scoops vanilla ice cream, 1 scoop dippy. All right, what's the Jew joke?
How many dead babies does it take to paint a wall? Depends on how hard you throw them.
God, Brad, that was way worse. We were fine. We were out of the gutter with my joke. I even brought my voice down. I fucking trailed off.
You know what? I just like to make things horrible.
You really have a talent.
What's the Jew joke?
Okay, why do the Jews wander in the desert for 40 years?
I don't know.
Somebody dropped a quarter.
Okay. Christina, when you were...
And that was Christina P, everybody.
That's my opener.
That's a go.
Yeah.
It is, and it's great, because you guys... Do you definitely feel like that part of your life and getting introduced to that type of a... free speech and just like sense of humor has contributed to, you know, how your stand up and I mean on your mom's house, like some of the stuff you guys talk about and integrate and like engage with the fans is so incredible and real. Like you forget, like even as silly as, man, when we had that riff on when I was on about Harrison Ford being in the fart barrier, that's such a stupid, like dumb little thing, and it went I got so many like tweets about it, and some of the vulgar things you guys talk about is so fucking funny, and you have a really brilliant way of making it lighthearted. Like it doesn't seem as you know what I'm saying?
As
like,
vulgar
yes,
as it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, right. I think because I think at the root of it, we're fascinated by people.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Why is that guy putting that in his butt?
Yeah.
Why is that?
One of the great questions of our time.
Why is she farting in a shed and charging people? Like, it's,
wait, what?
You know what I mean? Like, there's a woman who farts in a shed.
And the shed farter?
Yeah, and she's like, and she makes these videos, and there's guys out there that are like, I love the lady in the shed. And I think it's all these outliers of society. I'm just fascinated.
From the director of Lady in the Water comes M. Night Shyamalan's
Fart in the Shed.
The shed farter.
The shed farter. The twist is, it's not really a fart.
Yeah.
Who researches the content that you guys feature?
Well, here's the beautiful part, is that the audience sends it in. Because we just gotten them kind of trained early on. The first clips we ever reviewed were like, you ever see Todd Phillips' first documentary on Gigi Allen?
No.
It's called Hated Gigi Allen. It's fucking amazing. And we started with that. And then we trained them, and they would send us these just horrendous things.
From the get-go, you were doing this.
From the beginning, we just always respected our audience and played whatever shit they sent in, and we kind of have a dialogue, you know?
Your fan engagement is the best of any podcast.
Oh, thank you for saying
that. You know that. It is.
Well, we love. They're fucking amazing. They're funny.
And it's so, because like literally, like you don't even, I mean, you always have great guests, but it's like you, I mean, I think that's probably why.
Both of you have been on.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah.
And I can safely say that you do some podcasts, and then like you get a couple tweets or whatever, but you do your mom's house podcast. Holy crap.
I was just in Philly Helium, and I had so many mommies coming out just being like, I'm here because of that. Like,
I know. And I don't know why. It's one of those things where you're like, I'm thankful and I don't know why, and I'm just thankful.
Now, when did it take a turn? Like,
yeah. So we started,
you've been doing it,
Yeah, I don't know when we started, how long it's been, 8 years or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By year five, there was one time we went to Toronto. We did a live show there at your mom's house, and we sold out this small theater. And I went, oh, something's changing. And just the emails would slowly, I mean, now Tom and I can't go through them all. So we have to hire, we have someone that does it
That's so great.
But in the beginning, it was like, oh my God, somebody sent us an email, you know? And then it just got bigger and bigger. And
now, how
it's
big,
fucking crazy.
How big do you think the podcast is going to get now that you've introduced the fart mic?
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh my Brad. God.
I think
I'm
this
so glad you acknowledge the fart.
I think Rogan has to look over his shoulder now.
He does.
Because
he does.
Mark Maron, who is that? He doesn't have a fart mic.
No.
Well, Mark Maron, to be fair, is talking about the queef mic. Yeah. And
what?
I'm joking.
Mark?
Yeah.
What?
No, I mean, I'm so glad. Thank you for acknowledging the fart mic.
I just saw the tweets from both of you, and
it was so epic.
The sheer joy.
I know.
Like, the sheer unadulterated. And on the podcast, when you reveal, like Tom says something like, you know what? The three things that have made me happiest in my life were my wedding, the birth of my children, and then you just slowly pull up the fart mic.
Yeah. Well,
come
thank
on.
You. Thank you for acknowledging it.
Of course.
We've revolutionized the podcasting industry.
Yes.
And
you truly have.
I fought for it. I'm not gonna lie. There were
some drawbacks.
Well, there was a lot of pushback. I'm not even joking. Like, because they're setting up this entire studio. It was like, Christina, there's lighting, there's sound, there's set, and I was like, but what about the fart mic? What about the fart mic?
Where's it gonna go?
And I kept fighting for it, and then. Yeah. And then it happened.
It's like, we're sponsored by McDonald's. We're gonna eat some burgers. We're gonna have to fart.
We're gonna have to fart.
Yeah, that was the old McDonald's slogan. Ba da ba ba. But
you're gonna fart.
Yeah, you're gonna fart.
But don't you love? I'll tell you why too. I think because I don't like behaving, and I hate adult society. And I think that's why I had 22 jobs in 4 years before I became a comic, because I'm like, I can't do this. I cannot be sad every day of my life. I cannot be in a cute, you know, you guys have that inclination.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be silly, otherwise I'm going to fucking explode.
Oh, yeah. I don't get when I talk to friends that aren't in this world in some degree, I'm just like, I mean, A, it's always testing my threshold to just communicate with people that aren't in this world, because I'm like, you just have nothing. Like, 10 minutes went by and there wasn't anything you said that we could try to like riff on, and like and it was so much real shit, and it was so depressing. And look there's you know, even in our world, there's stuff to get you down, but like, there's always, we're conditioned now to always be trying to find the silly in something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think society too, especially for women, there's this thing of like, you got to be responsible now. Now you got the kids. Now you got, and it's like I can't. You're going to die. You know that, right? Like, we're all going to fuck. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're going to die.
Okay.
It's like,
I mean, bummer. You guys. Maybe you. I don't think you know about dwarves.
I know. You guys live forever.
Yeah. We have to go for...
Brad's already 84.
We have to go away for a while just so like it's not weird. And then like we wait for a generation to die, and then we come back.
I know.
Yeah. By the way, I kind of believe that.
I know. I kind of do, because I've seen Lord of the Rings. They live a long time.
Yeah, so Adam,
don't spoil it for me. I haven't seen it yet.
When you're like 80. Serious?
Yeah, but I've seen Shanghai Nights twice in the theaters.
Go on. Priorities. So when you're 80, you're gonna think that I died. I didn't. I'm just like, all right, everyone's getting to that age, I should go away.
You're holding
the ring. Yeah, and then we have a little hub in New Zealand, and we all go there and we hang out for like 20 years, and then we come back,
and then all your friends, all your human friends have gone.
Yeah,
and
they're
have
all
to make new ones.
Yeah, yeah, and you just gotta make new friends. Like, oh, who's this cool? Who's this cool dude? You know,
who's this cool dude?
Yeah,
you guys are like vampires.
Exactly.
You read the Vampire Chronicles? Anne Rice?
No.
You guys were never goth growing up? That's weird.
I worked at Hot Topic, not because I was goth, but yes.
Her face.
What, do you want like a discount?
Oh, the bumper stickers I could have gotten.
Do you want like a 10% off a Motorhead shirt?
Yeah, duh.
I fucking
what a
do.
Dumb fucking
or
question.
Like or like a tongue piercing that gives people seizures?
Yes. Yeah. A strobe light?
We have one of those.
What was your biggest seller?
Lava lamp, probably.
You think so?
Or the Homer Simpson like beer mug that like, goes, oh.
Yeah, or Spencer's. Didn't that replace Spencer's
yeah.
kind of? Like
yeah, the no. ball Spencer's and Hot Topic were like the Quiznos and Subway of the 90s.
It was where you got all your not anything that wasn't being sold at the Gap. That's where
Hot Topic.
Yeah,
no, you guys, you had like cool shirts, like you said, like the Motorhead, and I
still have my Limp Bizkit is better than everyone shirt somewhere.
Oh my God, do you remember Orange Julius's?
Are you kidding me?
That's like part of Adam's life.
Yeah, twice a week.
Really?
Twice a week, yeah. Whether I'm either taking a poop or filling up with gas, I have mindless thoughts of just like, I haven't seen a Julius in a while.
Yeah, where did they're all gone now?
Julius. Sometimes I just look at my window and go, Julius. Where are you? Jamba Juice came along and just crushed their drinks.
Is that what it is? But what the fuck was in an Orange Julius?
Don't ask.
Well, there was a raw egg. You could get it with raw egg.
You could?
Yeah, dude. Or there was a raw egg in it. It's nasty as fuck. Look
I know.
It up.
It's not real orange juice.
Okay, so some of them.
I know.
So they've merged.
I did some research.
They've merged with Dairy Queen.
Finally.
Cool.
There's a Dairy Queen Orange Julius Treat Center in Burbank. It closes at 9 p.m., guys. I think we got to go.
A treat center?
A treat center.
It's called the Treat Center.
That's what it says. It says a treat center.
I love
DQ
it.
And Julius.
It's a center of treats.
Now, they can't name it Dairy Queen because you know everybody's making gay jokes, right?
They are, aren't they?
It's kind of like naming your kid Jack. You're like, everyone's going to Jack my dick. Jack, right?
How much pressure was it when you were naming your kids? Because it's like,
everything.
Do you have to? Because like you guys are celebrities now. So do
yeah.
So do you have to name it something crazy?
Yeah.
But like, do you want your kid to have a normal life?
Skylar, like, Tanner, Connor, Cooper.
Cooper's a cool name.
No, those are all cool names. I just think because you have to think of the name thing. Mm-hmm. Well, did you guys get McFan of? No, Adam's normal. Brad, normal. Those are two normal names.
Yeah, you just have to hope that there isn't like a serial killer or like something like that.
I know.
That comes like because there's quite a few girls who have the name Isis before Isis became Isis.
What? No way.
Greek goddess.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So or like, but like Egyptian, I believe. But yeah, they have. Their names are ISIS, and all of a sudden they're the name of a terrorist organization.
It sucks so fucking bad.
it's like
that Office Space movie where the guy's name is Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
He's like, you must love it. Like, why would I love that?
Damn it.
Terrible.
So I'm gonna name my son Louis C.K. Williams. And
I'm okay with
Cosby.
That.
Yeah. Cosby Williams.
Cosby, and then what's the guy
from
CBS?
Well, Louis C.K. The C stands for Cosby.
That's right. Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh,
mine's
man.
Mine's going to be Frankie Muniz Ray.
I love it.
Yeah.
Did he do anything wrong?
Other than be a bitch in a Universal Studios co-ed basketball league? No.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. That guy was so physical, and I called him out, and I was like, dude, Malcolm, you're being a bitch, man. And he was throwing bows down low, and I hit a three in his face and like kind of talked shit. And then he was like, this guy's talking too much shit.
Listen,
like, it's a co-ed league. It doesn't matter. Shut up.
You didn't think you'd hear hot Frankie Muniz talk today.
So stupid.
But you did.
I didn't see that coming.
Do you get starstruck?
No. Only because I grew up in LA. I don't give a fuck. Like, here's the one person. If I ever got to meet Howard Stern, who is my hero.
Me too.
Right?
You'll get there.
Oh,
you're on the way. You know
it. You too. Let's all fucking
come on. Let's put it out there.
I would do any. Like,
Sebastian was just on.
I know. I listened to the interview.
Was it great? It's on my queue.
I love Sebastian.
You can't do anything wrong, right?
He's always been funny.
Yep.
Yeah.
But Howard Stern's the only person. I don't give a fuck about Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. I don't care about any of that. And I would have liked to have met Anthony Bourdain. I was a huge. I am a huge Bourdain
man
person.
Yeah.
What did you love about him?
I like the dark souls.
Okay.
You know, I like Stern. Yeah, Bourdain. Mm-hmm. I liked him because he was a fuck up. Did you ever read Kitchen Confidential?
No. Again, it's in my queue.
You got to.
Really?
Because the guy came up. The kitchen industry is much like stand up, where it attracts the derelicts, the outliers, the scumbags, the fuck ups, the masturbators, the junkies. It's like this great. It's a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about being a heroine, recovering from, you know, doing heroin and starting in the kitchen and how hard it is to be a line cook and what goes into it. Your fucking mise en place or whatever. You know, you've worked in the restaurant industry. You don't think about it. And how hard it is to make bread. That guy wakes up at fucking 4 a.m. and makes bread. And the darkness. I like Bukowski. Ever read like the, you know, drunk postman poetry. I like, well, I like the dark figures, I guess.
I like that too, because it just shows that people are real. When whenever someone's like, everything is great, and you're just like, what's up?
Something's wrong.
Definitely wrong there. Or you're hiding something that's insane that you're hoping never gets out.
Of course.
But if you let out, and that's why I think a lot of these celebrities are falling so hard, is because they're putting out that image like everything. No, everything's great. I'm this perfect human being. And then all of a sudden they said something wrong 10 years ago and it's gonna fuck them up. Whereas a guy like Jim Norton.
Yeah, what are you gonna get?
What are you gonna? He talked about blowing transsexual. Yeah, he's talked about that for 15 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Cosby, that was the ultimate because the whole thing was like, and you know when you're gonna
pull your pants up.
Yeah, calling Eddie Murphy to bitch about the language. Yeah. And it's like, well, what were you doing
at that time, right?
Shadow motherfucker. Yeah,
that's so insane.
What's your dark side, Adam?
Boy, let me come back on your mom's house and talk about it. I don't know if candles and gummy bears is the appropriate backdrop for this.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some dark shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, everybody does.
No, I know. Mm-hmm. I know, Brad's. I know.
Yeah.
You're sexual deviant.
Everybody does, and he thinks people don't know.
Straight black tar heroin.
Tell us a secret. One secret.
Ooh, so we're gonna be like Kreischer, do like some secret time. Right
is that
now?
What it, is that what he does? I never listen to Bert's podcast.
Well, I listen
to him in real life.
Yeah, because why would you? Kreischer's horrible.
Well, he's so fat and racist.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about Tom Segura.
Of course, it's about Tommy. No, Bert came over to my house. I listen to him all the time. I just don't listen to his podcast.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to other podcasts?
I listen to this one.
Nice.
On the way over to make.
Did
sure.
you?
Yeah,
to make sure you were.
Like, I love Bobby Lee. I listen to that one.
Okay, cool. That's good, right?
Bobby, yeah.
He's the best.
You guys are.
Have you known him for a while too?
Yeah. Yeah, the first time I ever did stand-up, he tried to hit on me before I went up on stage.
But not Bobby Lee.
Yeah,
That doesn't sound like our
Isn't
Bobby.
Isn't that weird?
What was his pickup line? Gumbag. Do you have any Vicodin?
What are you doing? What's your name? Were you on Road Rules? Are you going to do stand-up right now? And I was like, I have diarrhea. Like, don't talk to me right now. Because, you know, the first 7 years.
Sadly, that turned him on.
Yeah. And no, I was kidding.
Yeah.
He's always had cute girlfriends, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on, killing
him. Tell me a dark secret, Adam.
I thought we were going to segue out of this with some diarrhea talk.
What? Have you had diarrhea in public?
Oh, in the sixth grade, I took a shit in a girl's that I had a crush on's lawn because on the way to school, I actually have never told this, so this is actually...
Yay, this counts. Exclusive.
This counts.
Wow.
Her name was Anna...
Don't say her last name.
Say her
okay.
Could, yeah, people could look her up.
And her dad was like the stereotypical dad that like if you called and like he accidentally picked up, which by the way, I was just telling my 15-year-old nephew this the other day because he was just Snapchatting constantly and I'm like, you piece of shit. You're never going to know the anxiety or the nerves that come along with calling a girl you have a crush on and having her dad accidentally pick up.
Yes.
And for me, I hit puberty kind of younger. So at 12, my voice was kind of deeper. So the dad would be like, what are your intentions with my daughter? And I'm like, I don't know, man, rub a tit outside the shirt. Like, fuck, I'm 12. I'm not fucking 22, man.
I'm just going for that.
So I'm biking down the street and you had to go down the hill and then down another hill and then to bike to school was maybe like 15 minutes, right? And like in sixth grade, you could do it. And all of a sudden, like in 90 seconds in, like I got to go. And I'm already down the hill. Ooh. So the idea of trying to pedal up the hill made me think there was no time to pedal uphill.
Yeah.
I had to keep going downhill because everything was heading downhill. So literally I'm going downhill and I'm like trying to coast and I'm like, don't fucking pedal. Like just don't move. I'm like, maybe I can coast all the way and just drop the bike and run to school. And right as I'm getting close to like where her house is, which I walked by every day, like always, I mean, we would like hang out and like, stopped and they had these like bushes off to the side and I got off and ran up and just went in their front lawn and oh hey, guess who's fucking mowing the lawn at 7 a.m.
No.
And his dad.
No.
Did you like
oh yeah.
Did you have to run behind a tree or something?
He saw me pulling my pants up and then just goes, what the fuck? And I was like, I had to go. Like, what do you say to that? Oops. You know, like,
yeah.
It's not what it looks like.
What do you think?
I'm only taking a pee. Yeah. I pee sitting down.
Yeah.
You're the weirdo, you know?
Yeah. But clearly, I mean, he had to know that was an emergency. Most people don't shit on your lawn unless they have to.
I think, you know what I mean? I wish I had was quick enough to be like,
what do you think?
Is Anna home? Or like, tell her I like her. You know, this is my way of sending a message. I started talking to another boy. You know?
I mean, was the family Jewish? Because you could always pull that card of like, oh no, this is a Jewish tradition.
They weren't. Yeah. They actually homeschooled her younger sister. So they were a weird bunch. But she was
weird.
Did you ever do that? They homeschooled, so they've shit on some yards.
Yeah. That's what they teach you.
Yeah.
I would never. I'm sorry, no. No, I can't. You can't be any fucking weird. It makes kids weird.
Yeah, it does, right?
And you got to have a social aspect.
Yeah, that's most of life is socializing.
Is there a famous homeschool person out there that's gone on? Norm, do you mind looking that up? Like famous homeschool.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say Tim Tebow. He seems like a homeschooled.
He seems like he hasn't been out in public a lot.
Yeah.
Before he was.
Yeah. Before he was the star quarterback.
I get it from an educational perspective, because at least growing up here, LA Unified is dog shit.
Well, right now they're not even.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Striking. Shit like that.
Yeah.
But for the socialization, you got to teach your kids how to fucking, you know, make armpit fart sounds and flip their eyelids
and get hit in the head with a dodgeball.
Yeah.
And just like not go cry and then go beat the other kid.
I know.
You got to teach that. It's like. Right now, one of the big controversial things, and I use that in quotes because it's not really controversial, is the Gillette commercial, whatever that everyone's talking about. How it's like a war on toxic masculinity, something like.
Yada, I'm gonna fucking barf if I hear one more of these social justice warrior and bullshit.
Like I'm sitting back here going, all right. Well, first of all, why are all commercials trying to make you feel shit now?
Right.
Like it's like it used to be commercials were like, hey, this car has a lot of horsepower, or hey, this is fruit by the foot. Right. It's fucking awesome. Or hey, you buy this toy and then you get to fight Skeletor. Whatever the hell it was. Now it's like, hey, buy a Volkswagen Jetta and take your grandfather's ashes on a cross country trip and spread it on the ocean. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
What?
You know,
does the car work?
That being said, if I saw an Orange Julius Dairy Queen commercial that tugged at my heartstrings, I would go, well played.
They
showed like
one.
Some old lady eating a Blizzard, and she drops her Blizzard. She's sitting there, right? She's like, oh, thank God the Butterfinger's back, and it's not even Thanksgiving. And then she takes a bite, and her dentures fall in it, and she freaks out about that and goes, no, and then drops the Blizzard. And then she starts crying, and then they slowly zoom in, and then pan out, and they show some young kid walk by with an Orange Julius.
Yep.
And he goes, hey, mister. And she goes, I'm a woman. And he goes, do you want this Orange Julius? And she goes, I've never been more touched in my entire life. Yeah. Like, I don't mind that.
Finger my cooch.
Finger my cooch. Yeah. Dairy Queen.
Put this up my
ass. Put this up my ass.
I think they should show like a bunch of fat people not with Orange Julius's, and then it just is like one of those Sarah McLachlan ads, and it's just like you need to for $1.75 you can give this person an Orange
Make them
Julius.
Fatter? Is that what you're saying?
Orange Julius is not a fat snack. No way.
Of course it is.
What?
It's all sugar. Hey, do you want to be fat? Drink this. That's what it should be. You want to stay fat, fatty? Come to Orange Julius.
I would appreciate that honesty.
Yeah, it's all sugar.
I would appreciate that honesty.
Do you not like health? Come here.
Because
it's fucking fat.
Like, do you want to die younger but be happier?
Yeah, that's true.
Drink this.
Yeah, that's true. There was a movie like that, right? Was it? You know what I was thinking about? Sorry, I got sidetracked. I picked up a Highlights magazine in my shrink's office.
Yeah, they still have those?
Yeah, dude.
Still exist.
You still do the little find the, 12 items at the end?
Yes.
Great. Yeah,
but do you know what I loved the most? Goofus and Gallant.
Yep. They're still there?
Yeah, but here's the deal, man. What? It's different. It used to be like, Goofus is the piece of shit kid.
Yeah.
And then Gallant's the good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't polarize it now. Now they say, there's a little Goofus and Gallant in all of us.
Oh, fuck you. Off.
And then they're like, Goofus does still misbehaves and Gallant still. But they make it that it's not as polarizing. It's like, no, dude, sometimes kids are dicks. Sometimes the world is full of shit dicks and bad people.
Yes. And you should be.
Don't be that.
And you should be exposed to that at a young age. So you go like, oh, that's how I identify that.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong.
Yeah. Don't talk to that kid.
Don't talk to that kid. Yeah.
Also,
this is how I deal with this.
Yeah.
Like that's a,
and dick kids need to be made known that they are dick kids.
Yeah.
My nieces are friends with this kid named Gary. Right, he's 9.
Gary,
he always
shithead.
By the way, if you're Gary,
fucking Gary,
if you're Gary and you're 9 and you don't work as a mechanic, like what are you? You're wasting your life.
Why would you name your baby Gary?
I ask the parents that every time I see them.
There's not a baby Gary.
After I ask them why he always smells like clam chowder, I go, why did you name him Gary? military. And they're like, he loves soup. And I'm like, do a chowder check before you send him into the world.
Gary is a 42-year-old deadbeat dad.
Yes.
That's who Gary is. Gary.
Well, he's also a 9-year-old piece of shit with a fucked up haircut who taunts me with his bullshit skills every time I see him. Who's going to skip rocks better than you?
He's going
to
be
you
a
don't do shit
dad.
All day, Gary. You got plenty of time to skip rocks. Fuck off,
get
man.
Get a job, asshole.
I got a life. I'm too busy finger banging people. So
yeah,
I like my life a little better.
Are there friends of your children yet that I guess not at this age.
No, too young. That, yeah. I can't wait.
But
though.
It's coming.
It's coming. And can I tell you the other parents fucking suck?
Yeah.
That's the thing that sucks about parenthood is you're like, you think once you have kids, we're all going to be in this cool kid club.
No.
It sucks. It's like high school where there's normal
huh?
people. Oh, mm-hmm. Moms, is there moms are out of their fucking minds now. It's gone.
Because so, they very gone. Subtly, what I've observed through my sis is that they oof. Try to parent and also make jabs and like there's these like
yeah.
these like little truth darts they like to shoot and like drop their own advice like
yeah.
like mommy bombs on you that yeah. are just like, you know, oh, I saw you did, oh yeah, well we do that, like very passive, like one-upping.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's trying to out-parent.
Everyone's trying to sucks. $1 everyone else.
Yeah,
you know
what do you mean?
Price one? Is Right.
Oh, oh,
yeah,
just one up you. That's how I describe when someone tries to one up you.
Yeah,
they want to $1 you.
You know what I found too is they're that's really softballing like to this generation in terms of like I buy books for my kids. I'm an avid reader,
mm-hmm.
and the books are such fucking suck fests now. You know, you ever grow up reading like Grimm's Tales
yeah.
or
yeah.
old school shit that taught you about life?
Stuff that had a little like
edge.
I, one of my favorite books growing up was how a kid died in a well because uh-huh. he had a really long
Ricky
name.
Ricky Tikki Tembo. No,
yeah, Rambo.
Rambo. Sorry, Barry Bucci. Chip Berry Pembo.
Yes. That's the... Yes!
Ricky Tikki Tembo, no star Rambo. Paramaruchi, Pip Pembo.
By the way, die in the well.
I'm going to have that.
His name was too long.
Yes!
And his brother Chang.
Chang!
Who no one liked because he's the second kid, but his name
yes,
is Chang.
Bro.
Yeah, he's out of breath trying to tell his parents,
yes.
hey, who's trapped in the well?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of books we read.
And everyone was like,
that.
Say it. Say the name. He's like, it's so long. I can't. I don't know why they named him that. Just call him Chang 2 or something. You know?
And then I just bought that book for my child last night.
Good.
You're a good mom.
Why?
You're
because,
a great mom.
Yeah,
a lesson.
Dude, but all the shit today and they sop and that doesn't
Bambi's
help
mom
kids.
Dies.
Yes.
Whoa. Haven't seen it, Dick.
Well, that too. Spoiler. But shit like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. She has a shitty stepmom.
And she has an orgy with the dwarfs. Exactly.
Bang. And that's how
that's,
we got laid.
Well, that's a story I always heard.
Yeah.
My dad just read it to me like, and then Snow White jerked all of them off.
Just a motivational speech.
Yeah, it's like, so you
possible.
Can be this guy too. This is one of you.
You're like, this is awesome.
Killed the bad witch. Fuck Snow White. This is you, son.
You have to instill that.
But
early,
but how many kids grow up having shitty step parents? And imagine like the books now, they'll take all that. Yeah. They strip all the
Cinderella
reality.
Cinderella has a shitty stepmom and shitty stepsister.
There's yeah. a reason that story over and over exists because
right.
it happens in a lot of children's lives.
So you
and now
so
we're
you
taking
know.
That out.
And
it's
so
like, what
and,
are you doing?
And for other kids that were going through shit, they
yes.
see a character going through the same
absolutely.
Shit that they're going through,
yep.
and they identify with it, and they enjoy it. No one has this perfect life that they're putting out
no.
in the books now.
But I will say what's great is Harry Potter,
mm-hmm.
because he's an orphan and
yeah.
his adoptive parents are shit
are
dicks.
Are shitty
and
to
it's
him.
It's great. I
yeah.
love it.
You're like,
oh, really?
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was a portion of the story.
Yeah, yeah it seemed
so
in the beginning of the movies. Every beginning of the movie, he's with his adoptive parents. And they're in,
yeah, he's orphaned.
And, yeah, and you're just like, fuck these assholes.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the fucking wizard place and now he's a top dog.
Yeah, and like, he's getting pussy left and right. Yeah. That's the point.
Speaking of getting pussy left and right,
he's fucking
famous homeschooled celebrities. We've got a list, courtesy of Norman.
Okay.
Boy, this is exciting. This is way more than I thought.
Really?
And also not the list I thought.
Very humbling. Go ahead.
Let's just go ahead and, first of all, before I read the list, give me some that you actually think would be on that list.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
You're assuming they're all weirdos, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm talking like David Lynch. Homeschool.
Sure. Danny Bonaducci comes to mind.
100 Sure. Yeah. Yes. Sure. Yeah. Actors, it goes with
Christina Ricci.
Listen, but child actors often do because they work on sets.
Yes.
So they have
and
to.
And a lot of these are
child
actors.
Macaulay Culkin was. I just heard him on Rogan talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dakota Fanning.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I love him so much.
But he was back in the Mickey Mouse Club. So that's when he
had to be.
Child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Obviously.
Serena Williams.
Playing tennis since
but
the age of two.
These are all professional.
Yes. Yeah. Mayim Bialik.
Maya. Oh, she's Blossom.
Blossom, yeah.
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 Erykah Badu.
Oh, really? I like her.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice was the one that threw me for a loop.
Condi. I didn't know that.
Love me some Condi.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
The person Christina P. could care less about, Brad Pitt.
I love him. Who's touched these? How many fingers have
new,
been on
brand
them?
New bowl.
You didn't touch it with your dirty
nope.
paws?
Okay.
We did a podcast yesterday, and I can tell you that it's changed since yesterday.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. I'll eat that.
Yeah. I know that this apartment has, like, you know, frat room vibes.
Dude vibes,
but guess what? I ain't holding back on the fresh bears, okay?
Wait a second. What's with two... They're exercise.
They're on the way out.
What's going on?
They're on the way out.
You know what? He grew up a fat kid.
I didn't even look. I didn't even.
I go to the I go to the gym to play basketball and I do my.
I love
I do
your
my
home.
Cardio here. Thank you.
It's such a dude home.
Justin Timberlake.
Of course.
Yeah, Selena Gomez. John Travolta. Tim Tebow.
I was right.
Wow.
Giving out
right.
the Tim.
No, you're so smart.
He just giving out the homeschool vibes.
You knew it.
He just gave up these homeschool.
Demi Lovato, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Of course.
Gwyneth Paltrow makes complete sense.
Well, she's Jennifer totally Love fucking Hewitt. Weird.
Paltrow yeah. is weird, isn't
so
she?
So fucking I like her. I'm not, you know.
What has she done that's been the most insane? Like, because I feel like there's been four or five instances.
I'll tell you what it is. She's so disconnected from reality because she's mm-hmm. grown up a showbiz kid. Her mother yeah. was famous. She's yeah. a showbiz family.
Her godfather is literally Steven Spielberg. That's her godfather.
Spielberg.
Yeah.
So that's why you have it. Because and then
she's Wendy in Hook.
Okay. So she goes on the internet.
Yeah. She's the young Wendy.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was her first movie. Is her godfather just like, yeah, sure, I'll throw you in Hook.
I got a little distracted by Julia Roberts' Tinkerbell. I was like, okay, and I want to fuck a fairy. So here we go.
But she, you know, she's telling women, like, there's a skin cream. It's only $800. It's the same thing like Oprah does.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
She's like, my favorite things, $1,000 slippers. You're like, bitch, nobody's going to do this. Nobody can afford anything like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm curious to hear.
Tuna salad from Antarctica.
Yeah. Who the fuck can afford?
The tuna's just so much more delicious. Don't give yeah. a fuck.
Well, because the penguins, they breathe on it. Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
That makes
yeah.
sense. Well, but yeah. also...
Child star as well.
Yeah, yes. These are all actors.
And here's yeah. the last one, which I think, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, he's weird too, yeah.
I don't think a school would have handled him. I think he would have somehow became principal. And they would have... And then he would...
He's nine,
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
But talk about the power of positive thinking.
Wow.
Like, that guy's always...
I actually
inspiring.
Fucking love Tom Cruise.
I know.
I think he's unbelievable. Great. And when I saw him do this jumping out of a plane thing with James Corden to promote the last Mission Crazy. Impossible movie, I was like, oh, he's so game and he's so fun with Corden. And I'm like,
yeah.
So he believes in aliens.
Yeah, yeah. This is minor. But he's old as fuck, too. And
that's the other thing.
That last
doing his own stunts?
Yeah, bro.
Looks fantastic.
That fool runs the whole movie. There's just fucking that means like an entire day of shooting is just like go, and he runs through yeah. the village, and then he runs up the stairs, and he runs down the fucking thing.
Dude, he's fighting underwater. I'm tripping out of yeah. Ubers, spraining my ankle. And he also, like, I love reading these articles right. of, like, he's like, you know, production was halted because he broke his leg sliding down a 1,000-foot window at a 90-degree angle 500 feet in the air. And you're like,
yeah, because he's
not
50.
Normal.
He's fucking 50 years old.
Cause
it's crazy.
It's madness because now I know people that are 50.
I know.
And they're not doing that.
No.
They're not.
No, it's really hard to do that. To look that good.
Do you have any... we got like 5 more minutes. You good?
Yes. I'm totally have all the time in the world for
okay,
you guys.
Okay, great. How
yes.
often do
she's
you...
She's away from her kid. She's happy.
Yeah, I got to... So happy.
But you're missing them. You're thinking about
take
them.
Take me from this person.
How often... Oh, go ahead.
No, no, you go.
How often do you think about your road rules days?
I'm a lifer. I think about now. Yeah. You know what's funny? There are people who do the challenges and then they host, and we call them lifers, the ones that keep going, and they made a
back.
Career, which is great. Like, why not? If you love it, I don't think about it.
Well, if they ask you to come back and do a show, an MTV, no.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, see you later.
Zero chance of that happening.
How did that even happen? And was it fun?
Millions of dollars for me to do it again. How'd it happen?
Yeah.
I went to a casting call in San Francisco. I was poor and I wanted to travel, and I actually wanted to be on The Real World.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd once be great
the,
on that.
Once I saw the Hawaii one, I was like, that looks like a blast.
That one
with Ruthie ODing in the shower?
Yeah.
Like, sign me up.
Yeah, do you see how nice that shower was?
fucking tech partying.
Yeah,
and
Tech was cool.
I know. I met Tech. I think at the Laugh Factory. Maybe one
what
night.
Happened to him? Is he DJing? I'm sure.
Probably
he's
doing something. I would have to say that, like, to me, you are on the reality show Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's
thank
like
you.
Fuck yeah, you are.
You, Theo Vaughn.
Thank you.
Kelly Clarkson.
What an honor, Kelly Clarkson.
You, wait, was she?
You guys have
what,
done it.
What a talented roster. No, we are. I guess, you know what? It was the golden age.
Yeah.
It was before it was nasty and mean.
Yeah.
Right.
It was drama. So innocent. Like, they literally would just give us money and go, hey, go drink, have fun tonight.
Wow.
And then we're like, okay. It was so fun.
You enjoyed it, yeah.
I like it.
You look back and you go, that was
it was the best.
Yeah.
And I have love for everybody on the cast, and I still keep in touch with most of them.
That's rad. Wow.
Yeah. And we're all, you know, we're adjusted? All parents now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Adjusted?
Are the people adjusted from it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More or less.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm always curious if there's one person that's like holding on and like, you know, sends one mass text at like 4 a.m, like thinking about going on another fucking challenge. There who's might, up right now?
There
you know?
Might be one or two. For sure. Yeah. There is, yeah.
Because sure. When we had a
never forget
when we had
1997,
Wee Man on the podcast, he was talking about great. All like the other like. There's a couple of jackass guys who are like, yeah. Hey, so when we doing another movie, guys?
Well, I'm sure they. Yeah. Know, I hope they kept their money. Those guys.
Some did.
Yeah. But can I tell you that that TV show and those movies are probably my favorite things in the world.
Oh, God.
No
kidding. When can you not laugh at that?
So funny.
Do you remember seeing the first movie in theaters?
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys were like just a bunch of gnarly skateboarders stapling their nuts to shit. And you're like, oh, that's comedy. It's so good. And how taxing on their bodies. They ruin their bodies.
But it's what, like,
so good.
And back to the whole kind of like, you got to socialize and you got to bully.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, that's what we did as kids to make each other laugh. Like, we did stupid shit. Me and my friends used to play a game called Nutball.
Yeah.
Where you would stand.
Yeah.
One person at one end of the room, one person at the other. You take a rubber band ball, and then you have to have your legs spread. You have to keep them spread the whole time. Uh-huh. You throw it. You try to hit the other guy in the nuts. If you hit the other person in the nuts, you get to leave, and you're safe. And then he's like doubled over in pain, and now he has to play again. That's what that was the game we played.
Or buns up. Oh, you just hit some guy in the ass. Yeah. It's the same fucking thing. We're so sadistic.
Yeah, like those were our games.
I know.
And it's not because, like, it's not like we're talking about, like, oh, we were in the 1940s and we just had a hoop with a stick. You know, like, that's, no.
That shit looked fun, though.
Right? Right. Running with it. Trying to keep the hoop going. That's like every old-time movie. There's always a kid running, trying to get the
little rascal.
Yeah, trying to get the hoop going.
Yeah.
Like, we had other shit to do.
Yeah.
We had video games. We had, like, we had good TV shows, but it's like that was still fun.
So fun.
And that it helps to like beat each other up.
Well, because
really
kids
does.
Are shitty by nature.
Yes.
They're actually shitty people that you have to civilize. That's the whole point, right? Parenting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to get that sadistic stuff out of you as a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just part of growing up. And then you learn what the boundaries are. Oh, I can't be mean to somebody like that. I can't do that.
Yeah. So you're it not gonna work. Be that parent that like you kind of hear about like typical Hollywood parents or like stereotypical like, oh, you're vaccinating.
No, have I you vaccinate
heard,
my kids.
Have you heard about the dangers of vaccinating?
Yeah. No, do you watch a Red Table Talk?
No.
Jada, you got it fucking.
With Jada Pinkett?
You got it. Smiths, you're not watching this shit?
No, what is this?
Oh, I am a big Will Smith fan.
So am I.
Yeah.
Is this like Jada just saying all the weird shit they do?
Yes,
kids?
Please. Yeah.
Oh, is it great?
God. You got to get into
well,
this stuff.
They're, so weird. I need to know how their kids turned out. I need to know why Jaden is Jaden.
Exactly.
Well, because every morning they would put a butterfly on the top of his nose and say, you can't wake up until this thing flies away.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
like,
it was days.
Right.
But he learned discipline.
He learned discipline, right. Well, no, Jada tells, she goes, well, when Jaden came to me at, 15 years old and said he wanted to move out, I let him move out. To be his own man. I'm like, wait, what did you just fucking say? No.
Into the pool house, two blocks away. Yeah. We own the cul-de-sac, by the way.
Exactly.
It's called Smith Boulevard.
Right. Like, what are you talking about?
No.
Basically, he wanted to be emancipated because he fucking hated you. Isn't that what that is?
Yeah. She's trying to spin it.
Right.
So I let him be a man.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget what he said when he walked out the door. Fuck you, mom. I've been waiting for this for 10 years. Oh, wait, and wait. I said, wow, at 5 you wanted to leave? That's some bullshit.
Right.
But come back with some sandwiches.
That's so distract, that, like, so detached from reality where it's like, right. Okay, a 15-year-old Will Smith's kid moving out is not... You,
not gonna happen.
If
fifteen-year-old us
goes up to our parents and goes, "Hey, we're moving out," they're like, "Cool, bye," and they put us on the street. And we have nothing.
I know.
We're not down the street at the 4-bedroom
Chateau
pool house.
Chateau Marmont, where he's staying. No,
yeah,
I know.
With like 9 butlers, they're just kind of checking in, going, "Still good?
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Still alive?"
But this,
Mom, I'm leaving, and all I'm taking is my nutritionist, my yoga instructor,
my
personal
Xbox,
trainer,
my Maserati, my hot air balloon, and my Pop Tarts.
I'm taking all of that. Fuck you.
But I have to say, the level of confidence with these kids, with Jaden, and you watch them, you're like, if I had just this much of that,
a little bit of Jaden,
I envy it. Yeah,
I know.
You're like, wow. You're
he should sell Jaden juice because. First of all, Jamba would be out of a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're like, Jaden's like, we don't even need Boost. You just, the Boost is looking at me while you drink it. And you go, go on. You
know? Right. It's intoxicating. He's so secure in some way.
Speaking
I don't know what that is. Go ahead.
And I can't believe we've waited this long, but what's the update with Garth Brooks? What is happening in the Your Mom's House world with Garth?
Right. We know Rogan has Kanye. Kanye is coming on the Rogan podcast.
Is that crazy? I cannot
wait. For you guys.
I can't wait for that.
For you guys.
Dying.
Is Garth the top?
Garth Brooks has got to be.
How did that start?
It started because I'm huge on Instagram and Facebook, and I came across his social media platforms, which are just horrible. Whoever's coaching him is not doing it right. Tom and I were just watching his videos like, this is fucking wacky. The guy is, something's not connected.
Sure.
The way he's talking and then what's really going on, there's not, it's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. And what is that? So we just went down the rabbit hole and now the fans are just lighting his shit up. Like, Garth Brooks' social media is officially mommified and sabotaged.
Oh, the content that has been spewed out. And the, when you guys showed me some of the photo mock-ups they'd done putting your guys' faces on him. And
oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I hope he comes on the show.
I bet he will.
I mean, we got Gloria Estefan once because we were talking
on the
about
show.
Her. She fucking called into Your Mom's House, dude. This is like, I don't
Miami
know.
Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah,
Gloria
the Miami
Estefan?
Fart Machine. We put farts in that song. And we just did it with farts. And it caught on. And she ended up.
Yeah,
the conga song to farts.
What are her famous songs? The Rhythm's Gonna Get You, right?
So many. So talented. She's so talented. I can't remember them all now.
That's amazing that you got to talk to her.
Yeah. So we're hoping that Garth calls in. We're going to work on it.
It's only a matter of time. What's he doing? Selling out arenas?
Like,
it doesn't take all day.
Fucking loser.
Yeah.
He's doing
a residency in Vegas, so he's probably hanging out there a lot.
Is he really?
You guys would go out, right?
Yeah.
You'd drive out there to do a podcast with him.
A big-ass stadium tour. Are you a fan of Garth Brooks?
I'm a fan of his live show.
Yeah? Tell me about that.
Like, because it's just, he's one of those guys where even if you don't like the music, you watch him and go, fuck, dude! Like you're putting everything into it.
Yes, he's a good performer.
Yeah,
sure.
Good performer.
Yeah, you Celine know, Dion too.
I saw Celine Dion.
Wait, no, I've been thinking about you're the one. That
oh yeah, I told you on your mom's house.
And I keep thinking about the joke that she told. Tell a joke.
Oh, in the yellow dress, she comes out. And by the way, at the peak of my highness, like literally the two blunts we smoked, like had kicked in. You know, and the show was, I want to preface by saying, unbelievable. I'd go see it again.
Yeah.
But too much stand-up. That was
she
not.
She thinks she cute.
She thinks she cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But where she got me, which by the way, like all her jokes, like, you know, were just falling flat. And then,
oh, no.
I mean, a lot of her fans left. And then she came out in that yellow dress and goes, look at me, I'm so yellow. And I'm sitting there like, no one's disputing the color. Fucking sing a song.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm so yellow. And then she goes, it's like, and then she's pauses and turns and looks back to the camera and goes, Celine Dion. And I went,
I love it so much though. Yeah, I like it.
I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
What?
And can I tell you something? Ever since you told that story on Your Mom's House, I think about it once a day. And I'm like, Celine Dion.
I think
it's
about
kind
it,
of funny.
It's
very funny.
I think about it whenever I see Dijon Mustard.
I just wish they would have cut to on a big screen the writer backstage
just
who wrote that condiment pun and was just like, boom! You know, I knew it would work.
She told me it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It's gold.
I mean, Celine Dijon.
I know.
I know. It's so ridiculous. There you go. Is that conga? No. That's Gloria.
Wait, hold on. No, this is the...
This is baby making music.
There it is. My husband did this.
He's real good with this.
He made this. It's good. It is good. My husband made this.
I love how much pride you have.
I know, I'm surprised. He's so funny.
There you go. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Did you have a good time?
I had such a good time, and I thank you for having me, and I love your scented candles, and I love your five treadmills, and I love all your weird posters and your gummy bears.
Five? How'd you know I had three more on the way?
It's so weird.
We love you.
I love you.
You're
guys
the best.
So much. You're
Christina P. Give
Christina.
Us.
Yes.
Christina.
Christine.
Yes.
No, Christina P.
What? Your tour dates.
Oh, Christina P. Online. I had to do that because my fucking dumb last name.
Okay.
I'm coming to Denver January. Is this going to air
Monday
soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday.
January 31st or February 2nd. Denver at the Comedy Works.
Oh, best club in the country.
I'm doing Acme and Minneapolis Tits coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another great club.
I don't know, a bunch of shit. Christina P. Great. Online.
And just go to your, and subscribe to your mom's house.
If you're not already,
it's
which
great
you are.
Podcast.
Prescribe, I think is the best word.
Yeah.
And go comment on Garth Brooks' Instagram.
If you're not already looking at Garth.
say some shit.
He's my big ass stadium tour. And then the
he's
rage.
He's got crazy eyes.
Did you see the one where he's like, he's recording, he's like, welcome to Studio G. And then the door, there's a knock on the door, and he's like, is that supposed to happen?
And then I think he's on a drug. He sounds like very paranoid. Like he's looking around like, oh, shit. Like,
well, there's rage. And then it's them bringing in the birthday cake with Trisha, his wife.
Yeah.
And they're singing. And he's like, oh, it's my birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to G. And he refers to himself as G.
Yeah.
It's, it's so weird.
It's weird. Slick content.
Weird. Slick stuff. Knee
slick
stuff.
Cool knee stuff. He always looks like he's a couple moments away from eating a bowl of Cocoa Puffs and be like, can you believe a bird made these? You know? And you're like, all right, dude. Harry Henderson's is based on a true story. You're like, no, it's not. You're crazy.
Aaron Henderson is based on a true story.
Good night, everybody.
Show, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone. Subscribe and tell your family and everyone you know.
But what should I tell them? Well, you can just tell them that
Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.